I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. North Korea is a difficult place. Hardline communism restricts all kinds of freedom in this nation. Open Doors USA is recruiting an army of believers around the world to blanket the country in prayer. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says North Korea has topped their World Watch list of nations where persecution of Christians is the worst.
And for that reason, we've launched this North Korean prayer campaign. And what we hope to do is have people praying 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for Christians in North Korea.
Open Doors is looking for 1,000 people to pray for 10 minutes each week because many are suffering. Next, the rise of religion in China is catching the attention of the country's leaders. In what would be an otherwise atheistic country, there's a growing interest in spiritual things. The church is responding and finding that there are other issues that need to be addressed. China Partner Ministries' Eric Berkland says they've been an active part in the new direction their response has taken.
Yeah, China Partner lecturing team finished 1 week of training at the newly established Christian Counseling Center in Nanjing, China. Dr. Wang, a Christian counselor, founded this institute in 2002. Around 40 people signed up for this training session from four different provinces.
And 18 people from Buckner Orphan Care International just returned from China. Their Shoes for Orphan Souls team delivered shoes to kids in five orphanages, most of whom have mental or physical disabilities. Buckner's Ken Hall says they showed love to the children, encouraged the caregivers, and represented what it means to follow Christ. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call. 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage is also found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's where we offer church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.